How are things over there on the Hill for you and everybody else?
Well, I think that, the same things, right? A lot of uncertainty.
Yeah.
You know, a lot of people wondering where things are going to go. I don't think really, it's great for Cornell. I mean, for Ithaca and the university and its employees and the townspeople and everybody involved, that, you know, the students, the biggest thing is that the students are back in the community. And I think that's huge. And as far as athletics concerned, you know, not much really has changed except for it's just more of the same of waiting to see what's going to transpire.
We'll talk a little bit about, you know, the team and everything here in just a little bit. But one of the reasons I did want to chat with you today is because you recently announced four new additions to the roster, two forwards and a pair of defensemen. This year's group is a lot smaller compared to years past, so I feel like we can spend a little bit more time talking about them. Can you take me through this group a little bit and what you collectively like about them and why they fit in the program?
Yeah, I think that, again, you know, Sean Flanagan and Ben Sire, our assistant coaches, did a tremendous job. As you mentioned, we didn't need a lot, so we needed the, obviously the right kids. And I think when you look at it, I think that, those guys have continued to bring in great recruiting classes after great recruiting classes. And I think that, a lot of people get caught up in the NHL draft as far as putting the onus of that, how good a player is, based on that, if they're drafted or not. And I think that, we've kind of got away from that. I think that, in the sense of taking a kid that's it's exactly right for us, and we think that the NHL and pro hockey will follow. So I think Ben and Sean did a tremendous job, and I think that you start with the first guy, the forwards up front. Jack O'Leary is he's a kid that's not very big in stature, but he's got great feet, great speed, great intensity, he's exactly the kind of kid that fits into our program. Is the amount of character he has and how consistent he plays and how hard he plays. He's from Long Island and played out in Cedar Rapids, Iowa the last couple of years. And so we're excited to have him. As always with Topher Scott and Ryan Vesey and Kyle Knopp and smaller players like, Cam Donaldson, I always think the smaller player on the ice is the kind of, ends up being a fan favorite just because I think people really identify with that underdog type of mentality some of these kids. And I think that he'll be more of the same. I think that, Kyle Penny is one of those kids. I think that, for us, again, great character. The best way to describe him, a big power forward, much like a lot of our other kids, big, strong forward. He's got great hockey sense and great character. And I think that the story to really, with Kyle, that shows the kind of character and team person he is. He played prep school, and he was a great forward. And unfortunately, his team that year really needed him to go back and play defense. Some injuries and recruiting issues at the prep school level. And, Kyle went back there, even though he was a centerman. He went back there and played defense. And, obviously not what a kid wants to do with their senior year in prep school. And went back there, and their team won a championship. And I think that, he's a big part of that. He's assistant captain last year. So, good player, but even better character. And then two defensemen that kind of really reflect a lot what we've been doing with Jack Lagerstrom, good size, can really skate, can really shoot the puck, get up and down the ice. And same with Tim Rigo. Tim is a leading point getter on his team as a defenseman, one of the top defensemen, point persons in the Alberta League. Same thing, great hockey IQ, can skate, get up and down the ice, but again, a great teammate. And I think that's the general theme of these guys is great players, but just even better kids and better teammates.
That's for sure. Mike Schaefer joining us here on BTL, head coach of Cornell Men's Hockey. And that's something that I always feel like you especially take into account is a player's character, their personality. You don't necessarily, go for the guy who has the, skill set is one thing, I guess, but, you always seem to go after that guy who has the true character of the program. I mean, what kind of character do these guys bring and you hopefully will instill with them in the Cornell program?
Well, I think that, you know, I think it's funny. I think that I always felt the same way. As I think you want kids that are going to, they have true character. They're going to really work at making themselves better as players. And they're not going to just rest on their laurels. They're going to play even harder for their teammates when they get in that kind of system and culture. I mean, there's no better motivating factor for an athlete than playing for their teammates. And there's no motivating factor when you don't want to let people down. And you know, I think that it just adds to their commitment level. It adds to their consistency level. And I think that, you know, that's, you want to kids that want that. And, you know, so I think the really the key thing is for those guys to improve all 4 years. And you know, I think that's been part of the strength of our program. And they come in and make contributions right away, but they also continue to get better. So, as I said, it's hard to find. And I think our assistant coaches have done a great job, because it's tough to maybe look at a kid that's got maybe a little bit better talent, might be a little bit faster. And I guess difficult as a not get caught up with that, you know, that talent trap, you know, someone who might have those things, but they're not going to do the things that are necessary for a team to win on a consistent basis.
Whether it was for you or for your assistant coaches who you've mentioned, what was the toughest part of recruiting these guys, or maybe even just recruiting in general, players to Ithaca here in the middle of a pandemic?
I'm sorry, Nick, you kind of broke up there for a second.
That's okay. I was going to say, what was the toughest part for you or even your assistants when it came to trying to recruit these guys in the middle of a pandemic? And maybe not necessarily these guys, but other players you guys may have been going after. I mean, what was the toughest part of having to basically, you know, go about your typical recruiting process as COVID-19 is still really prevalent?
Well, I think these guys, they've been done in the recruiting aspect of it. Jack, Kyle, and Jack Lagerstrom, Jack O'Leary, and Tim, they were all completed way before the pandemic. So,
right.
You know, I think that the pandemic, I think, is you know, helped us maybe even get those guys a little bit better, because we spent more time with them on Zoom calls in the springtime and the summertime than maybe we would have because we weren't allowed to be on the road. So I think that's helped us maybe get to know them a little bit better than with any other freshman coming in. In the present time, it's very difficult to recruit off of video. And so, again, our class for next fall, we already have a majority of those kids. We knew what they looked like. We knew what we wanted. And we're kind of ahead of the game with that. But I think it goes on even more important to have a wide base of alumni, wide base of connections in the hockey world, because you know you want to reach out to those guys and find out what the kids are really, really like. So connections in the recruiting world in any sport are imperative, because you know the talent and just looking at them is just one aspect. To really truly find out about a kid, you need to have a lot of lines in the water to find out, you know, how they are away from the rink and how they you know talk to people, how, you know, the whole package. So that is that's something that your connections really work well in a pandemic.
I believe it. Obviously, athletics are basically on a pause over there at Cornell. With that, how can you really prepare for this upcoming season, and what have you done to try and get these guys ready for what's maybe to come here?
Well, I think that, you know, it's everybody's limited. You know, we're obviously much more limited. And I think there's two ways to look at it. You can, you know, complain about it or you know, take advantage of all the things that you can possibly do right now. And, you know, for us, you know, I think that, you know, we try to take advantage of it in the sense of doing some things that we've never done before, which is have some of our alumni talk to our athletes about life after hockey and have some guys that are out in the business world or the hospitality world, the professional world, and do Zoom calls and bring those guys in and, you know, and just do some things that, you know, maybe as a coach you've always wanted to do. So there's some things there that you've, you know, maybe time constraints in the past have been, you know, been too tough and you haven't been able to do. And that's helped. You know, as far as I go back to it, I mean, time is limited right now. And these guys, you know, I think that And I think this is where we're going to be ahead of the game, is that a lot of self-initiative. I mean, guys are going to have to be really motivated, self-motivated to think about it, get out there and do things on their own to keep themselves in shape or stay strong. And now we hope that, you know, the university has done a tremendous job of bringing the athletes and all the students back to campus. And, you know, they've given everybody a shot. They've given our students a shot on campus to be successful. And it seems like they've done a good job with that. And we hope that the university does the same thing with, you know, with regards to our athletes, to give our athletes a shot about, you know, showing that we follow the proper science and do the proper things, that we can show that we can have a season. And so I'm very proud of our school for, you know, taking that leap and doing that. And I think we hope they continue that same philosophy with the winter sports and give our kids an opportunity to compete.
You know, Mike, for clarification on my end, it all does start with the school, correct? When it comes to the protocols of being able to go back out there, practice, you know, go about the necessary steps. It starts with the school over there at Cornell?
It does. I mean, it's we follow the general guidelines, and, you know, the more stable that the campus is going to be, the more opportunity our athletes will be chance to work together under strict protocols and, you know, and just follow those kind of guidelines. And, you know, obviously when the Ivy League decided that we weren't playing, you know, we can ease into this. And, you know, and I think that the big thing is that, you know, coaches were impatient, the athletes are impatient, and, you know, everybody wants to kind of get back to norm as soon as we can. And, you know, we just have to, you know, we have to do the things necessary to keep our student athletes safe, to keep Cornell open and running, and do all those things. And I think that, so our kids know it's a different time, and, you know, they see what's happening at places where maybe they open too soon in athletics. And so we just there's a lot of frustration, but there's also a lot of understanding. And I think that those two can combine. I mean, there's no problem with being frustrated and understand. You know, part of human nature that as long as you have the understanding that, you know, we're in a different world right now, and we'll get there. It's just a matter of who knows when.
Mike Schaefer, our guest here on BTL, head coach of the Cornell men's hockey team. When things do open back up, do you guys have a set of protocols in place about what needs to happen in terms of testing or socially distancing or sanitation, any of that sort of stuff? Is that all stuff that you have figured out right now and in your back pocket, or is that something that you think is going to be figured out as maybe you get closer and closer to actually starting things up?
Well, I think getting started a little later, I mean, we have the ability to lean on some things like the NHL, where they had startup protocols. You can see how they're successful. And, and then we have obviously the science of knowing that, you know, our guys need to wear masks and start off in smaller groups. And, you know, the kids are already testing twice a week. And, you know, so there's, you know, starting off in small pods and making sure that we ease into things. But the bottom line is we can do everything that we want as a university and an athletic department and medical staff and training staff. You know, the bottom line comes down to the commitment of the athletes away from the rink. And, right, you know, when they're around people making the right decisions, when they're in there walking through College Town or being in College Town or hanging out in their dorm rooms, you know, I think that, you know, regardless of what's going on, I think I go back to that commitment to be safe and keep their teammates safe is going to be crucial. And as I said, I mean, the student body's done a great job of it. The university's done a good job of it now, you know, and our athletes have done a good job of it. So yeah, there's a lot of protocols in place, a lot of precautionary things, but it's all there, ready for us as we start to begin. You know, we're looking forward to getting through those protocols and easing in through the phases to, you know, to get back to as close to normal as we can.
You know, I feel like I do have to ask when it comes to a return to play, and obviously you probably only know so much, or maybe you can only say so much. And that's, you know what I expect in some sense. But have you heard of anything when it comes to a return to play in the Ivy League or the ECAC? Has that been set up, or is it still pretty up in the air?
I think everything's up in the air. I mean, I think there was even a media release that we're going to play all New York State schools, which was a false false release from, from a reporter, everything's up in the air. I mean, I think that everybody's trying to figure out what best possible scenarios are. When can we return to play? When we can start practicing? I think everything is speculation on top of that. And, like the media and like coaches and like athletes, that drives us nuts.
Yeah.
Drives us crazy. But that's just, this is part of the world we're living in right now. And, I think that, there's an old saying, you keep hope and you can get really down. We will return to play, whether it's in 3 weeks, a month, month and a half, 2 months, 5 months, next year, who knows? We will return to play. And I think that staying one day at a time and staying the course and control the things that you can control is just going to help people a lot in handling it mentally. And that's what the lesson that we're trying to pass on to our guys, the same lesson we use of playing during the season, is just, stay in the moment, stay what they can control, not to worry about the things they can't, and just rule their lives that way. And I think that they'll be much, much better off than thinking, we're going to return definitely by this date and doesn't happen. And that's when it starts to sting a little bit, and the frustration and everything else leaks in. So just to stay in the present and see what happens.
It's a great way of looking at it. And Mike, before I let you run, I do always love asking this question. Usually when we get ready for a season, obviously we still have to wait for it a little bit, but usually you give your guys a book to read during the off season and do a little bit of self-reflection and everything like that. What was the book of choice this year? Did you still do that this year?
Yeah, it was nothing. That's not a book. We didn't give them a book. I think the season remains to be, we don't know what the season is.
Yeah.
And as I said, we didn't go through a book, but, as I said, the one thing that we changed to is we went to a lot of alumni, people that are in the working world,
yeah,
that are, former players or they've been athletes. And the lessons that they've taught our guys, there are a lot of lessons that we will draw on throughout the course of the year. And they've been invaluable as far as our players have been inquisitive and talk to them, and it's been awesome. But it's also when we finally are able to get back together as a coach, and one of the reasons we do the book to be able to draw on those lessons throughout the course of the year. And this year, instead of a book, we'll definitely draw on our alumni who have been very, very successful in whatever field they've gone in, and we'll definitely pull out the things that they have taught our players in this pandemic, and we'll use that athletically when the season starts.
Mike, really appreciate the time. Thanks so much for a couple of minutes. Be safe, be well, and hopefully we'll be seeing you soon, okay?
Sounds good, Nick. Look forward to it.